Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, where we're talking about... Anne Marie, what are we talking about today?
We're talking all about a delicious treat that's good for you.
Okay, is it carrots?
No.
How about kale?
Kale is good for you, but it's not that delicious.
All right, I do remember we're talking about Greek yogurt. This is a treat you can enjoy in many different ways and has been very popular in recent years.
It has been popular, partially because it's so high in protein. We're going to talk all about that later on in our lesson. So let's get going with our first reading for the day.
Greek yogurt. This healthy favorite deserves a spot in your fridge. Thick, creamy, and full of protein, Greek yogurt has become a popular food in kitchens around the world. Once enjoyed only in Greece and the Middle East with honey, nuts, or fruit, the dairy delight is now loved everywhere for its rich taste.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 delight 这个名词，意思是愉快、快乐、令人高兴的事。譬如 ,Watching the puppies play in the grass brought pure delight to Eva after a stressful week. 看着小狗在草地上玩耍，让经历一周极大压力的 Eva 感到无比的快乐。惯用于To someone's delight 的意思是令某人高兴的是什么？例如 ,To Noah's delight, the teacher cancelled the quiz and replaced it with a game. 令 Noah 高兴的是老师取消了小考改为玩游戏。形容词 delighted 是指感到高兴的愉快的。譬如 ,Brett was delighted by the gift because it showed how well his friend understood his tastes.Brett 对这份礼物感到非常开心，因为这表示他的朋友非常了解他的喜好。
All right, Greek yogurt is very popular, but why is that? What benefits does it bring?
Well, we read here, this healthy favorite deserves a spot in your fridge. But the question is why? Before we find out, let's define a few of these words.
All right, let's start with that word deserves. If something deserves something, it is earned or is worthy of that thing.
Let's use that word deserves in a sentence. She deserves a promotion.
All right. So our healthy favorite deserves a spot in your fridge. Your fridge is a machine that keeps your food cold. The full word is refrigerator.
That's right. We often shorten the word refrigerator to just fridge. Put the milk in the fridge when you get home.
All right. So we're saying that Greek yogurt is so good, it can have a spot in your fridge.
Yeah, let's find out why.Thick, creamy, and full of protein, Greek yogurt has become a popular food in kitchens around the world.
All right, so that's part of why this is so good. It has a lot of protein. Protein is a nutrient that your body really needs to grow.
Eggs, for example, are a good source of protein. So because of this,protein in it, Greek yogurt has become a popular food in kitchens around the world. Now, when we say around the world, we're saying that this is in many countries globally.
All right. For example, people celebrate holidays like Christmas around the world.
Now we read on and find out more about this. Once enjoyed only in Greece and the Middle East with honey, nuts, or fruit, the dairy delight is now loved everywhere for its rich taste.
Yes, it is enjoyed all over the place. For some reason in English, we call it Greek yogurt, but really we can see it was popular in many other countries kind of in that area.
And there are many different ways you can enjoy Greek yogurt. And here in our article, it's just telling us how people originally liked to eat it, or people in one place originally liked to eat it.
Right, with honey, nuts, or fruit. That does sound pretty good.
It does. This sounds like a sweeter version of Greek yogurt. I know there are a lot of different ways to use this, and they're not always sweet.
All right, well, we are going to learn more about Greek yogurt. So now let's go to our next reading.
Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt differs from regular yogurt in that it's thicker and creamier. By straining the yogurt, the extra liquid is removed, which makes it thicker, richer, and higher in protein. It also packs a punch with probiotics, the good bacteria that help keep your stomach healthy. In addition, Greek yogurt helps your immune system stay strong.
Bacteria 意思是细菌，它的单数形式是 bacterium。来看个例句。After touching the doorknob,Maya washed her hands to remove any bacteria that might have been left behind. 触摸门把后 ,Maya 洗了手以去除可能残留的细菌。形容词是 bacterial, 表示细菌的，由细菌引起的。譬如 ,The lab tested several samples to determine whether the illness was bacterial or viral, which would affect treatment.实验室检测了几个样本，以确定该疾病是由细菌还是病毒引起，这会影响治疗的方式。另一个相关的名词是 microorganism， 是指微生物，包括细菌、霉菌、病毒等微小的生物。譬如 ，The scientist explained to Stan that not all microorganisms are harmful. Many protect our bodies.科学家们向 Stan 解释说，并非所有微生物都有害，许多微生物可以保护我们的身体。
Friends, you've probably had yogurt before, right? So what exactly is the difference between that and Greek yogurt?
Let's talk about it together. Our lesson is going to explain. Greek yogurt differs from regular yogurt in that it's thicker,and creamier. We see an interesting phrase here, friends, in that. When you see it used like this, it means because or for that reason.
Okay, for example, these tortillas are special in that they're homemade.
So here's how Greek yogurt is different. It's thicker and creamier. By straining the yogurt, the extra liquid is removed, which makes it thicker, richer, and higher in protein.
I didn't know the difference was that simple. All they're doing is removing some water, really.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That explains why Greek yogurt is so much thicker as well.
Absolutely. Okay, it also packs a punch with probiotics, the good bacteria,that helps keep your stomach healthy.
Okay, so first they strain the yogurt, they remove the solids from the liquids, and then it makes it higher in protein and thicker, and it packs a punch with probiotics. If something packs a punch, what does that mean?
Okay, if it packs a punch, that means it has a strong effect, or could even be a strong flavor.
We do often say this about food. For example, we might say a really spicy sauce packs a punch. I like to think of it as when you take a bite, it kind of feels like a little shocking in your mouth.
It's like it hits you in the face, But it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. We also say things pack a punch when there's a large amount of something packed down into a small amount of something. That's the idea here with the Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is just a small thing, but there are a lot of good probiotics in it.
Right, probiotics. You can get these from a few different foods or even buy just like a powder at maybe your drugstore.
Yeah, and probiotics are those good bacteria that help you digest your food better. All right, let's keep reading. In addition, Greek yogurt helps your immune system stay strong.
All right, your immune system is one of the systems in our body. That's how we describe groupings of organs inside of our body. Our immune system is the one that's responsible for defense. It keeps you healthy.
That's right, and there are many different parts of your immune system, and it's important to make sure you get enough vitamins to boost your immune system.
All right, so there are a lot of great health things that come from this Greek yogurt. It doesn't just taste good, it's also good for you.
Yeah, so it sounds like it tastes different because of the way it's made. It's thicker and creamier than traditional yogurt. It has more protein in it than normal yogurt, and it also has probiotics in it, which is different than normal yogurt.
Yes, and I don't think we talked enough about that word strained. When you strain something, you separate the solids and the liquids.
So it's almost like they're putting that yogurt through some type of device or some type of cloth, and then what's left at the top will be the Greek yogurt.
Absolutely. All right, we're not quite done, friends. We have more to say, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? It differs from the others. Ever dressed up for a costume party as a pirate, only to arrive and see everyone else as superheroes? Arr, I differ from the crowd, you think, sticking out like a sore thumb. That awkward spotlight moment, it's hilarious proof that being different keeps life interesting. To differ from means to be unlike or not the same as something else. We use it to point out contrasts, big or small. For example, penguins differ from other birds because they can't fly, but swim like champs. Or, my drawing style differs from my sister's. Mine's all wiggly lines while hers is super neat. Here are two more phrases ending in from. Apart from means except for or besides. For example, apart from math homework, Kevin loves everything about school. Benefit from means to gain something good from. For example, plants benefit from sunlight by growing tall and green. I once baked cookies that differed from the recipe. I added extra chocolate. It turned out epic. Differences can surprise us in yummy ways. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Greek yogurt. Enjoy Greek yogurt on its own, or add it into everyday meals. Jazz up smoothies by blending in Greek yogurt, or use it as a lighter alternative to sour cream in sauces. Its creamy texture and slightly sour flavor work well in both sweet and savory dishes, adding extra nutrition without much effort. With its rich composition and healthy probiotics, Greek yogurt proves that good food can be both global and local. It's a taste of the world that's right at home in your kitchen.
Composition 意思是组成成分，也指作文或是音乐作品。譬如 Scientists studied the rock's composition to understand which minerals it had been formed from millions of years ago. 科学家们研究了这块岩石的成分，以了解数百万年前它是由哪些矿物形成的。它的动词是 compose， 意思是组成、构成，或者是创作音乐或文章。片语 compose oneself 是指使自己平静下来。例如 ，Linda needed a few minutes to compose herself before giving her presentation to the large audience. Linda 在向广大观众进行简报前，需要几分钟时间让自己平静下来。名词 composer 则是指作曲家。例如 ，The film's success was largely due to the composer, whose music added depth and atmosphere to every scene.该电影的成功很大程度归功于作曲家，他的音乐为每个场景增添了深度与氛围。今天的 Language Lab 就到这里，我们下次见喽。
All right, friends, you're convinced, right? Greek yogurt tastes good and it's good for you. So let's talk about some ways we can use it.
Well, the first way to enjoy Greek yogurt is to eat it on its own.Eat it alone or without help.
For example, the robot works on its own without human guidance. So eating Greek yogurt on its own is just eating Greek yogurt.
But it doesn't taste very good to me. I do not enjoy the taste of Greek yogurt by itself.
I find it much more sour than just regular yogurt.
Yeah, it's hard for me to eat by itself. But it says here we can also add it into everyday meals.
Okay, let's talk about some of that. We can jazz up smoothies by blending in Greek yogurt.
Okay, blend in Greek yogurt. If you blend something in, it means that you make it into a liquid or add it to a food and make sure that it's combined really well.
For example, improve your vegetable soup by blending in some spices.
This is something that we do at my house. We add Greek yogurt into our fruit smoothies, and it makes it a lot creamier and adds some protein. My favorite is frozen strawberries, banana, orange juice, and Greek yogurt.
That sounds great. I would even add a little bit of oats into there.
That would
blend
make
those
it...
in, and it brings some vitamins.
Yeah, that would be even healthier. That sounds great.
All right. And it's great that we use that phrase blending in because you usually make a smoothie in a blender.
That's that device that makes a smoothie. It blends everything together. Okay, so another way you could use Greek yogurt is to use it as a lighter alternative to sour cream in sauces.
Okay, is that really a lighter alternative?
Well, it at least has more protein in it, so it is a healthier alternative. I like to use it when I make Mexican food on tacos or wraps instead of sour cream.
Okay, and of course you can mix in some other spices, maybe even a little bit of lemon juice in there, to make sort of a sauce or a dip.
Yeah, that sounds good as well. Its creamy texture and slightly sour flavor work well in both sweet and savory dishes.
Okay, now that word savory there is an important one to know.When we're dividing the different foods that we eat into two categories, you might think to say sweet and salty. But in English, when we say salty, we just mean you added way too much salt.
Yeah, it means something different than saying that something is savory. You can really just think of this word as the opposite of sweet. Like, for example, usually soup is savory, not sweet.
Exactly.And so you can use Greek yogurt in sweet or savory dishes. It works well, just based on what you add.
Exactly. And another reason it works well is because of its texture. This is the feel or surface of something.
Okay. For example, silk has a smooth texture.
All right. So you can add Greek yogurt into many different things, and this adds extra nutrition without much effort.So when we're talking about nutrition, friends, we are talking about food that keeps you healthy.
All right. For example, fruits provide a lot of good nutrition We can also say they provide nutrients.
That's right. They provide nutrients. Now, Garrett, since we're talking about so many wonderful recipes with Greek yogurt, do you have any that you like to make?
I do. So think of meats like chicken. If you want to marinate them or add flavors before, it's a good idea to add some yogurt. It really softens up the meat, gives it a great texture, and you can add lots of spices too.
Oh, that sounds really good. I also like to use Greek yogurt as a dip for my vegetables. I'll take some pesto sauce, the kind that you usually put on pasta, and add that into the Greek yogurt to make a nice pesto dip to add some protein for my afternoon snack.
Well, Anne-Marie, I am getting hungry, but I think we need to finish up our lesson here. With its rich composition and healthy probiotics, Greek yogurt proves that good food can be both global and local.
I like that, global and local, because so many cultures have used Greek yogurt over the years, and it's a common thing that you can find no matter where you live. It's a taste of the world that's right at home in your kitchen.
Absolutely. And one other thing that could make it local is Greek yogurt is not something that needs to be shipped around the world. You can make it anywhere. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, I like to buy Greek yogurt in bulk because we use it for so many different things at my house.
And I should probably use it a bit more. I am always scared off by that sour flavor.
Just don't eat it by itself and you'll be okay.
That's a good idea. Friends, how are you going to use Greek yogurt and talk about it in English? Think about that as we go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 make 加受词加形容词句型。动词 make 后面接受词，再加形容词作为补语，是来描述受词的状态、感觉或变化。如果受词是人，后面的形容词通常用来表达情绪，像是 happy, angry, excited, nervous 等等。例如 ，That movie made me sad. 那部电影让我感到难过。如果受词用 it 后面接形容词的比较级，如 easier, harder, better, worse， 通常是用来表示某种方式使事情变得更怎样或更不怎样。例如 ，Online tools make it easier for students to learn at home.线上工具让学生在家学习变得更加容易。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of our lesson, and we've talked about a lot of different ways to enjoy Greek yogurt. And that brings us to our talk about it question. How would you like to eat Greek yogurt? Of all the ways we talked about today, which one is your favorite?
All right.There is one thing that comes to mind. We mentioned sour cream earlier, but I sometimes have a hard time finding it. But it works really well, especially in dishes that are a little spicy. So maybe I'll use some Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I found that Greek yogurt mixes really well with hot sauce as well, if you're looking for a dip for your chips. I will have to say, though, that of all the ways we talked about enjoying Greek yogurt, I'm going to stick with my smoothie. I love adding a little bit of Greek yogurt to a fruit smoothie because it's nice and sweet and I don't taste that sour flavor.
All right. What do you think, friends? How would you like to eat Greek yogurt? Maybe you can even try making some yourself.
If this isn't something that's already in your diet, definitely consider it and talk about it in English.That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.